Hello, this is the Coffee for Friday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Facebook stored passwords for hundreds of millions of users in plain text, exposing them for years to anyone who had internal access to the files, according to Crabs on Security. Between 200 million and 600 million Facebook users are believed to have been affected, according to Crabs, which first reported the security flaw. Facebook confirmed the issue in a blog post titled Keeping Passwords Secure, and it said the company identified the problem in January as part of a security review. Facebook says it has fixed the issue and will notify everyone affected. Microsoft diskless Xbox One S console will reportedly launch on May the 7th. Windows Central has obtained documents that indicate this is the launch date, alongside leaked box art images that the site has recreated. Microsoft said to be calling this console the Xbox One S All Digital Edition, signaling a new model without a typical Blu-ray drive. It's not clear how much cheaper this model will be, but the removal of a Blu-ray drive will definitely drive down the price. The iPad mini had its first upgrade in 4 years this week, and the reviews seem almost nostalgic. For a time before supersized smartphones ruled, the 8-inch tablet is a handy format, and added support for Apple's Pencil makes it a portable notebook alternative. Other than Amazon's budget-priced Fire 7, it is pretty much the only compact tablet left on the market. Google will prompt Android users to choose their preferred web browser and search apps, a senior Google executive said this week, as it tries to avoid new EU antitrust sanctions. The European Commission slapped Google with a record fine of €4.34 billion in July over antitrust violations related to the Android mobile operating system. Google's agreements with phone makers such as Huawei, Samsung, and LG put those companies at a disadvantage because they are completely dependent on Android, the European Commission said. Also, European authorities yesterday fined Google €1.5 billion for antitrust violations in the online advertising market, continuing its efforts to rein in the world's biggest technology companies. The fine, worth about $1.7 billion, is the third against Google by the European Union since 2017, reinforcing the region's position as the world's most aggressive watchdog of an industry with an increasingly powerful role in society and the global economy. The regulators said Google had violated antitrust rules by imposing unfair terms on companies that use its search bar on their websites in Europe. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at OnThisMedia.com.